you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your name and ADC number?
Yeah. Howard Campbell, 309693.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding there are two allegations on your warrant. You are going to do this a little different because you have appeared before the officer, and so we're going to move forward. But I'm going to do it as usual. So just hang on, sir. So, according to information that I have, you were notified of this hearing back on, I believe it was April 2nd of this year. That's when you signed your sheet indicating that the hearing would be held today.
And, yes.
And do you remember that, sir?
Yes, I do. I had something before this, so it kind of went, they kind of held me for a long time.
Yes,
that's why I was late.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to go on record, but I will point out the fact that, among other things, on that notification, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir? This morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you cannot see us, the board members and others in the room, but we have four board members participating in your hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as the lead for your hearing today. We're also having a room with us today, the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today, sir. And at this time, I would like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Swear.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. Thank both of you. As I indicate, I did not indicate, but I was about to indicate, sir, that you have appear before the probable cause officer on March 20th of this year, and the probable cause officer did file a report that the board has had an opportunity to review, and based upon that information, there is probable cause to believe that a violation of condition of supervision has occurred and that the inmate has lapsed or were about to lapse into criminal rage. And with that being the case, do you remember going to appear before the probable cause officer, sir?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, I'm going to move from phase one and go into phase two because you've had the opportunity to discuss it with the probable cause office, and board members have had an opportunity to review that information provided by the probable cause officer. And I need to offer a motion to move from phase one to phase two, and my motion is going to be based upon information provided to the board by the probable cause officer as well as information contained in the warrant. And my motion is to find that Mr. Campbell did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Motion
by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now we're prepared to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. And we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you. Then we're going to come back and speak with you, Mr. Campbell. And once we come back and speak with you, sir, then we will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision, sir. So just hold on. And at this time, the Honorable Mr. Turner will give us some background information. Honorable Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, sir. Campbell was released from ADC custody on 11/15/2019 and arrested on 2/14/2019 by the Phoenix Police Department. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 2/14/2019 with an adjusted CCD of 98 2019, with 24 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STG information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2006, TIS release, absconded for 36 days, arrested, re-CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with drugs and theft noted. After his return to custody on 4/15/2019, he received disciplinary for refusal of 2 direct orders. That is still pending. Other arrests. There were other arrests. However, they were, charges were either not filed or it was dismissed. He has a GB score of G3, V3.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Based on the information that we see and just looking at your case supervision summary, sir, when you were released, you were to go to the Transitional Women Communities, and that's TLC in Phoenix on Roosevelt Street. How long did you stay there, sir? How long did you reside at the TLC, sir?
I had stayed there for, I want to say, a little over 3 weeks.
And I do take note that you were discharged. Why were you discharged from TLC, sir?
Because it was given to me. I had wanted to change addresses anyway. So I chose not to follow the rules so I could change addresses. In doing discharge, I did not contact my parole officer. And I was supposed to, I had told him, I had met with my parole officer once before, and then I told him I was going to change my address. I did not contact him during, upon discharge.
So why didn't you contact your parole officer? You know that, see, I always had to be in contact because you've gone through this process before, and I think you absconded, I think, the last time for 36 days. So, but why didn't you contact your parole officer? Then I don't think we would have the opportunity to speak with you today. Not that we don't want to speak to you, but we don't like speaking to you under these circumstances. So why didn't you contact your parole officer, sir?
I had lost all information. I had lost my court papers and all that.
How did you lose those, sir? Those important documents. When? How did you lose them, sir?
Someone had stolen my backpack from me upon when I was sleeping at nighttime.
Okay. And when you left for TLC, where did you go, sir? Where did you reside?
I went down to the homeless shelter.
Okay. Which one is that? That's the one downtown Phoenix?
Yes, Cass.
Okay, you went to Cass. Okay. And let me just ask maybe one or two other questions. Mr. Turner pointed out the fact that since you've been back, you had a couple of tickets, but they're still pending. So what was going on that made you have to end up with tickets? We know that they're still pending. We're not suggesting that you will be charged with anything. But how did you end up with tickets, sir?
I had just got one ticket, and that's where I was at this morning. I was at disciplinary getting that taken care of.
Okay. Did they resolve it this morning, sir, or you don't want to talk about it yet?
They had stopped there this morning.
Okay. And, sir, whether we, this board, let you out now, or you let out in September, what are your plans, sir? Where do you plan to live, and what do you plan to do, sir?
I plan to find a suitable halfway house that suits my needs, amongst other things.
And I must ask, I don't have to ask, but I do want to ask, what are you looking for? What are your needs, sir? Because I think that's the second time you alluded to that. So what do you feel that your needs are, sir?
Just to stay busy, be able to volunteer work, a program that does volunteer work for, like, miscellaneous stuff. To keep me busy so I won't fall into my old ways.
And what kind of work can you do, sir? What kind of work can you do? What do you have to do?
I went to Job Corps for for facilities maintenance. So I am handy with my hands. I can do, I can cook. That's pretty much it. My parents own a janitorial service,
so
I know how to clean and stuff like that, and maintenance, electricity, and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that, because it's always very important, you know, for to be able to do something. I just want to make one comment, though, you know, whether we let you out now or you get out in September, you know you will not have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own at that point, so you know you've got to be ready. Otherwise, you will end up, you know, just doing something and end up reincarcerated. And much as we enjoy talking to you, we don't want to talk to you again if you're wearing orange, so you have to be very careful whenever you get out this time, sir. So at this point, I think you already know that, but we just want to remind you of that. So at this time, we're going to yield to other board members to see what questions other board members might have for you, sir. I don't see any questions or discussion by other board members or by the Honorable Mr. Turner. Therefore, at this point, sir, we're going to come towards the end of your hearing. This is your hearing. And with that being said, this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision for today, sir.
Okay. I would like to get out without papers. That would be nice, but... Because I also don't do good on parole or probation, but if it's necessary to keep me on parole, then I will follow parole protocol.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. I'm going to ask that you remain quiet, but stay on the phone. Don't hang up, as we operate under the open meeting laws in the state of Arizona, so you can hear everything that we say. This will be the first time that the four of us will have had an opportunity to discuss your situation, sir. So the board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Campbell to be a very interesting individual. He admits that he's not comfortable being on parole, that he really needs his freedom, and I can respect that. He's still a young man, has not even turned 30 yet, still a young man. He has a future before him. He's just going to have to use it wisely, and he's going to just have to stay off of drugs. I think that's one of his big challenges, is those drugs, those dangerous drugs. And he's just got to find a way to stay off of them, whether he goes through NA or AA or to some halfway house somewhere. And I think that if he stays off of drugs, then he's going to be successful. But just as one board member, I think it would be in the best interest of Mr. Campbell, as well as the citizens of Arizona, just to complete his sentence. And when he get out, he won't be on supervision. He'll be on his own, and he can do whatever he wants to do and go wherever he wants to go. But I'm just speaking as one board member, and now I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based on information contained in warrant number 2019-00255. A, as well as information, as I've stated before, that's provided by the probable cause officer and information, and in as much as he did use some illegal substances and he has scummed it for, I believe, what was that, 24 days, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr.
Seconded by me.
Oh, thank you so very much. I can't hear today. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. Now, you're going to be, your schedule, rather, to be released on September the 8th of this year. You won't be on supervision unless you commit another crime, and I know you're not going to do that. Therefore, you will be free to do what you need to do, and we wish you the best, and the next time we see you, you won't be wearing an orange shirt, and you'll be waving at you as you just go, as we go by you, and you're cooking some good food and cleaning somebody's work or working with your family. So good luck, sir, and your hearing is over. Please place 03 back on the phone, sir.
Okay.